Mark Scar on KNW Morning Conversation. Proud to welcome in our friend Riley Lewis. Riley, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We want to talk about Operation Harvest Hope 2022. First of all, what is it?
Well, Operation Harvest Hope started about 10 years ago at the Farmers Co-op in Forest City. There was needs in our community at the food bank for people that were coming in, and they were kind of running out of supplies. And so the co-op decided to partner up with them, and we decided that we were going to give local farmers a chance to give their grain to the food bank at Forest City or at any other of the food banks around. And so we started out with it, and we've had it for 10 years. The last couple of years, we haven't pushed it too much because the needs have not been there. But now, with the changes that are happening in our country and that, we're finding that the food banks are being pulled down a little bit more in their inventory. And so we decided that this was a year to do it, especially with the yields that are coming off our fields. Farmers are totally surprised by the bean yields, and now we're into corn, and we're finding some extra bushels, and we're just encouraging farmers to say, hey, how about helping out some people in our community that are in need of food supplies, and so that's how we started it.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, Riley, the usage has gone up.
Yes. I called the food bank about a week ago, and I asked them how things were going. They said, well, you know, we have inflation. Price of fuel is up, but price of food is up. Interest rates are going up. And in the last 6 months, they've had a continual rise. A year ago, they were supporting 181 family units. Today, they're supporting 232. So that's gone up by maybe about 50 units. When I asked them how many mouths that they think that they're feeding through the bank, and they said that they would estimate that there would be over 700 men, women, and children that they are supplying needs to, and they range all the way from infants to senior citizens.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Riley Lewis about Operation Harvest Hope. Obviously, there's a number of goals here that we want to try and take care of and take care of these people as we head into the holiday season.
Yeah, Mark. Part of the goals that we've got is that we're not just localizing this to the Forest City Food Bank, which has a very large area here that they take care of. But the co-op is also based in Keister, Minnesota. And there's a Wells Food Bank up there that does a wonderful job of supplying the needs. And so basically what we're asking is any farmer to gift either soybeans or corn, and then to gift it to any local food bank, whether it's here or in Minnesota or in Forest City. We're putting an end date of Thanksgiving. We're hoping to wrap it up by then. Any of the people, the farmers that give to this food bank, will be their names will be listed at the co-ops, and then they will also be listed in the newsletter. And then we have some people in Forest City that have given some very nice door prizes, I guess you might say, or gifts, so that when they give to this program, that their name will go on a hat, and there will be gifts that will be given out at the at Thanksgiving time to those that are part of this project.
Wonderful. And we also might want to talk about a food source being the Iowa Food Bank.
Yes. We have a wonderful source in down to Des Moines, and you talk to the volunteers here at Forest City, and they put in their needs for what they need, what they see coming, and a lot of the food that comes here comes through the Iowa Food Bank at Des Moines. And the unique thing about it is that through the government and through the assistance of that is that they pay on an average of 14 to 15 cents per pound of processed food that comes in. So when the cans and all the other stuff of food that come in, it's at a really decent price. And when you take a, we were just figuring $100 in a gift, it equals to about 700 pounds of food. So it is really turning a very small amount into a large help for many people by contributing to the food bank.
And so I guess the obvious question is, Riley, if people want to participate in Operation Harvest Hope, from a giving standpoint, how can they do that?
Well, what we're doing is it's it's kind of like nonprofits. You can give cars. You can give part of your retirement account. When you give grain up front, you give it directly, and it's a direct correlation to what you give. There's no taxes taken out, so if you give $100 in corn or beans, it's $100 that goes. There's no government involved in the taxes or anything else along that way. And so you really get a good bang for your buck. And so we're just hoping that, you know, we put out that we were asking if 50 farmers would give 30 bushels of beans. 30 bushels of beans in today's farm operations is not much. And if we could get 50 of our farmers to give of the 30 bushels of beans or corn, and to do that it would be a tremendous amount for the food bank, and the food bank here in Forest City said we really need it. And so we're just kind of answering the call. It's been put on our plate. We really appreciate the food bank and what they do for our community and the volunteers. I know you go down on a Monday afternoon and they work through this COVID thing really well. People were still needing food, and you know they had to do their thing to make sure that they were safe down there. And so they do quite a bit that helps our community. I kind of go back to the saying, too much who has been given, much is expected. And if you're a farmer and you're watching the yield monitors on your combine go a little bit higher than you were expecting, this might be a time to translate that into helping some others with this Operation Harvest Hope.
Riley, it's a wonderful program. Thanks for doing it.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
Riley Lewis talking about Operation Harvest Hope 2022 here on KW Morning Conversation.